Nebraska Racing and Gaming Commission grants license to Harrah's Nebraska. Casino fans in Nebraska will be pleased to hear that the long-awaited Harrah's Nebraska property has finally received all the necessary approvals to open, and it will most likely begin welcoming players in June. The venue was able to open its doors after Caesars Entertainment, Harrah's owner, received a license from the Nebraska Racing and Gaming Commission. It will become Nebraska's third commercial gaming venue, and the company has been granted permission to operate a temporary casino at Platte County Agricultural Park in Columbus while building work continues on the main venue. The temporary casino is due to open its doors at 9 a.m. on Monday, the 12th of June, while construction of the permanent venue is expected to finish in 2024. Caesars Entertainment and the venue's local investors have spent $75 million on the project. The casino will occupy 40,000 square feet, and it will open its doors with 500 slot machines and 20 table games. The resort's casino and hotel will come under separate management. Marriott International will manage the hotel, while a local partner will operate the gaming floor. The last year has seen a flurry of casino activity in Nebraska. The Warhorse Casino Lincoln opened in September, and it was followed by the Grand Island Casino at Fawner Park in December. Furthermore, work is underway on the $300 million Warhorse Casino Omaha at Horseman's Park, and it is likely to open in 2024. In November 2020, Nebraska voted in favor of commercial casinos. Voters backed plans to expand racetrack casinos into Vegas-style resorts complete with slots, table games, and sports betting. It marked a major change for the state, and operators have wasted no time taking advantage of the new opportunities it presents.